Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool lose 1-0 to Red Bull Salzburg. Two different teams on there, and to go through everything that happened, I've got Harry O'Pryor, I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Andy Bellin. Andy, how are you feeling about that? I was hoping for a little bit more tonight. I've been hyping this up this week in wherever they are, in the hills in Austria, that was going to knock them into shape. We were going to see exactly what we're going to see, but it turns out I think they were all a bit fucked.
Yeah, it's a proper cliched Liverpool preseason game, certainly in the Klopp era, isn't it? And we go with the team. I think some people expect it to be strong today and then weaker on Saturday in the Charity Shield, but I expect it to be weaker today from the start and then stronger on Saturday. The first half team is a bit mad in the sense that I'm not sure you're going to see like Elliot and Carvalho playing on both wings at any point this season unless there's a very sort of drastic tactical switch. And we, you know, we created enough chances. We didn't really have that many shots, but you know, it just didn't quite fall for us tonight, I don't think. I'm not worried about the performance at all. And like, we were really battering them at the end and another 10 minutes, so we could have won it 4-1, I think.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it necessarily, Josh. I was maybe hoping just to see a little bit more in terms of, you know, looking ahead to next season, seeing the sort of, you know, the things they've been working on and stuff. But I just thought they looked a bit heavy in the legs, really, you know, especially, you know, the longer that first team, if you like, or as the team that started played. I think you can see that they've been doing a lot of conditioning work, catching a lot of massive fish, and it's took it out of them, especially the fish.
100%, and maybe the karaoke of the night as well. You know, some big performances exerted in that, which have left them a bit short in this.
From personal experience, Josh, that when I leave everything on the mic at these karaoke things, it takes me a couple of days to recover.